Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Anything under the sun, under the small business sun, we got something there for you. You can take advantage of it. It's all free, just for you. And don't forget to take our poll question right on the homepage. And the newsletter is there, too. I hope you'll check that out as well. Jeff Sabar has deposited an incredible body of work over the years on many topics that we've talked about for small businesses, especially micropreneuring. And Jeff, your website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Didn't mean
check
to
it out.
There.
That's all right. Thank you for that. And folks, I encourage you to go there. They can find your books there too, can't they?
All my content is there. Constantly putting up blogs and
safe at home.
Social media tied into it.
Safe at home and home office know-how, et cetera. Those are the book titles.
All the content.
Yeah. So check it out, folks. Jeff, we're talking about just making sure that you don't get run over by the online world. That it's okay. It's okay if you're in the race of the online world. I guess imagine, Jeff, that you and I we're out kind of jogging a little bit. You know, we're running a little bit, and all of a sudden we turn a corner and whoa, there's a marathon in front of us.
Right.
They're running a marathon here. You and I are already in our togs, and we've been running a little bit, and so we say, hey, we can't win this race, but let's run along with these guys.
Absolutely.
And we just sort of drop in to the marathon, and there are people that we're out racing, and there are people who are going by us, but we're in the race. Now, we're not going to win the race. You know, we're not going to be, you know, no, there's not going to be national recognition for us. But we're in the race, and we're beating some people, as you said earlier, and some people are beating us. But at least we are part of the race. We're participating in the race. And right. I think that's what a lot of people need to realize is don't try to conquer the online world. Don't think you have to even ever conquer the online world. But you do have to be a participant because, Jeffrey, every customer out there, eventually, if not today, every single customer – tomorrow and the day after will demand some kind of support online. What do you think?
I agree. And I think that the one phrase that comes to mind as we talk about all this and, you know, whether you're going to be a disruptor or whether you're going to use the Internet as a leverage, you know, however you view the Internet and that space, the phrase that comes to mind is personal best. You know, when you're running, I have a friend who runs marathons. He doesn't run. He doesn't even want to be in the top 10%. He runs it so he can do the 26 whatever, 26
right. He's supposed to say he's done it.
He's done it, and he does it, and that's his point of pride. He wants to beat the last time he ran it by a little bit, just to set his personal best. And I think that that's how we have to look at the Internet and using the Internet and on our leverage of work. You know, that's why we write a business plan, because last year's numbers – we should have been our personal best. And, you know, of course, recession notwithstanding, and we got to take into account how different forces are going to affect us. But how can we better those numbers this year? How can we, if we don't better them, what happened that we didn't achieve
right.
our personal best, and what are we going to do better next time?
Well,
so it's a matter of having your eyes wide open and knowing how this is going to happen. And, again, using the Internet as that leverage to improve our personal best as we get along.
And step by step, it could be email, it could be social media, it could be when you think of Twitter, for example, or Facebook, there are hundreds of millions of people on both of those. But what people need to realize is that inside of each one of those massive communities are teeny tiny communities.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, you could literally,
home office.
you could literally, Jeff, have three people in a community on Twitter, and nobody follows them, but those three people, and they only follow each other.
And that's a community.
A little ecosphere inside of a larger ecosphere.
In Twitter, they call it the hashtag. It's the pound sign on the phone. It's the key on the lower right-hand corner of your handset. It's called a hashtag. Put that in front of a phrase like home office, and that shows you what's been going on in the community of people who use that phrase, home office.
And those could be your, and those people could be your customers
or
your prospects. And so
right. So
maybe you develop that, and you start telling when customers come in your store, when they call you, when you send them information, say, hey, here's our Twitter notice, our Twitter address. If you'll follow us, we'll send you when the new products come in. We'll let you know
right.
when your order is in. We'll let you know what we're having, what our lunch menu is, or whatever it may be.
Right. Absolutely.
And Jeff, this is not to conquer the world. This is just taking back, like we said earlier, one more step to make sure you don't get too far behind.
Absolutely. And just stay in the game, stay engaged. If you're not on Twitter, if you don't have a Facebook fan page for your business, you know, do a little surfing around, figure out how it's done. You know, see what's going on out in the marketplace.
Hire a 25-year-old to help you.
I was just going to say, you know, hire some young Turk to handle it for you. But it's easy enough. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey Jeff, give us that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And drop the R on officer, and that's your Twitter address,
right? That's my Twitter sign, Chief Home Office on Twitter.
So check it out, folks. Follow him there. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next
Jim,
time.
Jim, always great to be with you. Thanks
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, and I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.